Yes.
Yeah. I always wanted.
What would you say to your mother in all this if you were to talk to her right now? I'm assuming you have talked to her, but if you were to have a heart-to-heart conversation with your mother about what's happening in your life right now, what would you say to her?
I would tell her, like I have told her, actually. I would tell her, I thank her for being so strong. I thank her for all those times that I hurt her feelings or that I made her have to make hard decisions. I thank her for always just being there for me. And even though sometimes I might have felt alone, I wasn't alone because she was there with me. And she always held me down through whatever I went through. She, every time I go to my business that I have here, it's her and other, you know, a couple friends or something, but she's always there. She stepped up and started helping my baby mother when I'm not around. Now that I'm not around, she's out there helping. She's my role model. She's my everything. Like, my mom is, she's like superwoman, super mom, if you will. She's everything to me, and she's a blessing. Because even though I didn't know what I had until I got in here, she always had a level head through things. She always taught me to just stay focused, try to just think of, like, sit back and really think about what you finna do before you do it. And now that I am thinking about, you know, a lot of stuff I was doing, a lot of stuff I've been doing, you know.
Did you finish school?
Yes. Well, not school. I got a GED.
Okay. Yeah. Before we get into the incident that caused a young man to lose his life, before we get to that, just a second. You got a GED, and if you had a stayed in school, or if you had done a trade or whatever, what would it have been? What would you be doing as a responsible, mature young man, adult man? What do you think you would be doing? What kind of career would you have? What were you passionate about? What do you see yourself doing?
I would say auto mechanic. Because growing up, I wanted to be a veterinarian, but my father got me into, like, an old school cars. I always wanted to get a box Chevy, you know what I'm saying, on some rims. That was my dream, like, because I always rode with him like that. Like, we always was in an old school car with a big motor, 350 Chevy or 454. You know, I always wanted to work on cars. Even when I was, like, when they would buy me a little car, I would break the car apart, try to put it back together, stuff like that. So I would see myself being in the automotive trade, like, being a mechanic or something. Like, that's what I'm passionate about, building and taking apart and being able to rebuild it. And then with my father, we put motors in together, built motors. Only thing I haven't done is painted the car. So I did just about everything with him. So I could see myself doing that.
Being an auto mechanic. Mm-hmm. So take me to that day. Mm-hmm. Several months ago. What happened?
Okay. 23rd of April. Mm-hmm. And I was just, I've been out for what, 3-4 months. I just got released from KPEP.
Now, what exactly is KPEP for somebody who may not know?
It's a program for probation or parolees. It's like a guidance center, a rehabilitation center. It's like, somewhere they send you to get your GED, if you don't have nowhere to go, they house you for a few months to get you back on your feet. They give you a job. They just enter you and all. Basically, like a big program.
Did you work the job?
Yeah, I used to work at R&W Baker, the man over all of the job situation was, his name was Mr. Ponce. He was a good man. He used to be a police officer. So he was always on top of his job, you know. He helped me get a job. So it's a good program to be in, you know, if you take.
So you had just dealt with KPEP some months earlier.
Yeah.
And you find yourself doing what, April 23rd? What happened?
I got up early in the morning and my mom took me to, me and her both went to go get our haircut because she had the little
shortcut
to the side, yeah, how the female be having
hair. Yeah,
and
faded on the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She got her hair, little shave thing, and I got my hair cut. And I took her to work and she said, yeah, y'all go back to the house after you drop your sister off. Because my older sister, Romisha, she went to work in Grand Haven. She's into taking care of the elderly people. So I take her to work in Grand Haven. I drive back, me and my nephew, Jay. And I get home and, you know, take some couple of females. And I get a call from one of my associates, one of my homeboys, and he's like, I need a ride.
Yeah, you don't have to mention any names.
Yeah, he's like, I need a ride. I'm like, all right, where you at? He's like, I'm around the corner over here, bro, crib. I'm like, all right, bro, but I need some gas money, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like.
But what time of day is this? Is it still that morning?
Yeah, but it's kind of like 2-3.
Okay, it's afternoon.
Yeah, so get in the shower. Get out of the shower, talk to my little sister for a minute. And after I get through talking to her, I leave. And when I leave, I go around the corner and there go my homeboy right there. So I pick him up and he get into the car and he's like, let's go right through the hikes or whatever. And I'm like, all right, but you know what I'm saying? You getting dropped off or whatever, right? Because I ain't gonna be just riding around in the hikes, you know.
Were you a part of a gang at this time?
No, I'm not a part of any gang, but
at that time, I'm saying.
No, at that time, day. I'm not okay. A part of a gang.
Okay. But was he that you know of?
No. I can't really just say like, oh yeah, he in a gang, but because I'm really not sure what his lifestyle.
This wasn't a good friend of yours?
Not really. We friends, but we not just like close. Buddy type. Like, so we drive to the hikes, you know, ride around, listen to music, and we go down Jefferson, and he's like, keep going. I go down and I get to the corner, I turn on Amsterdam. I go straight up Amsterdam. Then I go down Glendale. Now, as you know, I'm not in the gang, but I would say I'm not as fond of hikes dudes, and they're not fond of me. So
why is that?
Because, you know, it was always like a mutual tension between us and them. Like, they would see me or I would see them, and it wouldn't be like, oh, let's shoot at each other, and nothing like how people try to make it, like how the paper make it or whatever. It don't just break out.
What was the tension
gun
from?
Battle.
What was the tension from?
You know, I couldn't even really tell you. It like most of the time, it would be from somebody saying something about somebody who has passed away from this altercation stuff, or it would be some like they see you in a party, you dance with a girl, or you hang around some other dudes that is in the gang, and they throwing up their little set or whatever, so they think, oh, you with them.
Now, what's a set? Them. Somebody who's listening who might not know what a set is, what's a set?
It's a set is like a gang. Like, it's like
you said
something
that
they
set.
Claim. Something that they claim, or they throwing up the mace and or something like that. Like,
as in with their hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the little hand signals that they doing. So they doing all that or whatever. And somebody would see you next to them and just automatically think, okay, he got to be down from downtown. He with them or, you know, stuff like that. So it would escalate from there. And then they'd get on, okay, well, okay, if you hang with them, you don't like us. You are
by association, basically. Yeah, you're saying exactly. It's all by association, who you're associated with.
Exactly.
Okay, so you turn down Amsterdam.
And I go up Glendale. And I get up Glendale. There's nobody out here. Nah, he like, ain't go down Fifth real quick. So I'm guessing this way he's finna get dropped off at. Because we done took a couple routes, rode around a bit. But, you know, he never said where he wanted to go, actually. So go down Fifth. As I'm riding down, it's a group of young men on the left-hand corner. There's a group on the right-hand. Okay, now, some of them started to shift over because...
When they saw you guys.
Yeah. And one of the young men...
So you guys are just driving down the street and they recognize your car?
I don't know. No, they didn't recognize the car. They're shifting over just... going across the street.
Oh, you're saying just in general?
Yeah, just going across the street. So they getting down the street. We get down the street and we get just about a little bit to the corner, not all the way to the corner. And that's when the gun come out. And then the window is already, I think the window's already rolled down a little bit. Just because keep the windows rolled down. And once we get just a little bit up more to right now, we like when the gun come out, it's not we right there by the corner, but we coming up on the corner.
So what are you saying at this point?
Me,
you see
I'm
a
not,
gun. You
I'm
see a gun thinking. In your car.
Exactly.
What are you saying?
Me,
are
I'm
you
not,
saying anything?
No, I'm not thinking nothing of it. You know, I'm bobbing my head to the music. You know what I'm saying? This is normal. Like I said, this is normal. I'm thinking that he just putting the gun on his lap or something just in case these is the dudes that be on that, like, okay, we finna shoot at them. That look like such and such and start shooting, you know, and got that for protection. So when the gun come out, I'm not thinking nothing of, okay, got a gun, okay, little stuff, it ain't nothing. So get up a little bit, and then that's when he get up and shoot out the window. Now, when the first shot go off, before we get all the way past the corner, we've already heard gunshots. So before he even shoot, it's a couple more. It's like a couple shots to go off as he's leaning up.
How fast are you driving at this point?
I'm only going about speed limit on 50, what, 25, 35, something like that. So I'm doing the speed limit. I ain't going just super fast trying to hit nobody. Man. Like, I'm doing the speed limit. And yeah, boom, boom. Then
so you're saying you heard gunshots before exactly. He shot his gun?
Yeah. And I don't know, now I'm not saying they're shooting at us. Somebody probably was just shooting an arrow a couple blocks over or something. But you heard the pow go off. And then when that happened, then that's when the gun went off and where I was at, in the car where I was at. And when the gun go off, I speed up. Not this time, because I'm thinking that they shooting at us, but it's his gun. So I speed up, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get away.
So you weren't conscious of the fact that he's shooting a gun in your car sitting next to you?
I was pretty sure that it might have been him, but I really couldn't just be like, okay, that was him who just shot.
That's because you know somebody's going to listen to this.
Yeah.
And you know, you're in a car with somebody, and they're shooting a gun. Somebody's saying, you know what, Mr. Beasley, that you know whether or not somebody's shooting a gun in your car.
You know, they...
Due to the noise.
You know, they would say
among
that.
Among other things.
But when you just heard a couple gunshots go off, and then...
You don't think those other gunshots... You don't think that the gunshot, though, being shot from your car would be much louder than gunshots that were fired outside... of a car and possibly a couple of blocks away, as you mentioned, You didn't know for sure where the shots were coming from?
Yeah, because I already had my head down. It's like when I heard the first shot, the first two shots I tell you about, is some other shots, the other shot go off. And that's why I said, that's why I'm like, okay, I'm assuming that's him. And as we get, I step on the gas, you hit some more gunshot. Bow, 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 bow. Now that's some more shots coming towards us.
And what made you sure they were coming towards you?
Because you can hear them. Like they, you could like hear them hitting the car. You can hear them pew, pew, like ting, ting. And so I start driving fast. You know, I get to getting away from the danger basically and get to Glade and go back downtown. And I drop him off. You know, I take him back home, matter of fact. I took him back home.
Never occurred to maybe call the police or
no.
There's been a gun. This no. is the OK Corral going on. I mean,
no,
when you engaged
into the street life, basically, it telling us you doing this, you out your mind telling, because telling will get you killed if it's the right person you telling on, you know, or it gets you hurt, you know. So
what are you thinking? You drop him off at home. What's going through your head now? What are you thinking? Did you tell anybody?
No, I didn't tell nobody.
You didn't tell nobody.
No,
are you scared?
No, I wasn't scared, but I'm thinking in my head like, dang, I hope that nobody die. That's the first thing going through my head. Like, I hope that nobody die.
Not you hope nobody got shot. You hope nobody got died. So you're thinking, were you thinking somebody I'm probably
hoping,
got
yeah,
shot?
Basically, period. Like, I hope that nobody get shot, that nobody die. I'm hoping, period. And nothing, like, it just, a shot went off, it probably went past their head, hit a house, or, you know.
How many shots do you suspect were fired out of your car?
Oh, there's only one. It was only one. Like, the witnesses in the case have said it was only one. But they heard several shots. And there was the shots coming towards us. And that the other two shots that I told you that went off before, like I said, I don't think they were shooting at us. It was just two shots from, it could have been a block over or something. And something else was going on. Because I really can't say what they were doing. So.
You go home.
Once I get home, soon my Wi-Fi didn't work on my little, I had an iPhone 4. It didn't, the Wi-Fi didn't work. So when I got home, the Wi-Fi popped back on. And when it popped back on, my Facebook is hooked to, like, it's, I'm pretty sure you got it on your phone. It's like a little app type thing for your Facebook. And you know, you are always logged in. So it popped up and a female pop in my inbox and she like, where you at? And I'm like, man, home, where you think I'm at? Why I just get a call from this other female saying that you just killed somebody? I'm like, kill somebody? Nah, it wasn't me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't killed nobody. So, you know, she they said you just shot somebody, some boy, he dead, and everybody always saying your name and all this. And I'm like, well, tell old girl, like, I ain't did nothing. Tell them, everybody out there, stop saying my name. Stop telling whatever they doing. Stop talking about me. I haven't did anything. So I fall back. Now I'm sitting on the couch, you know, watching TV. I'm steady getting emails and stuff and texts. Like, man,
what are you feeling at this point?
Nah, I'm like, man.
Are you scared?
Nah, but I'm worried.
You're not scared?
No, I'm still not scared, but I'm worried that the police I'm worried like, okay, now the police gonna come.
So a young lady has hit you up on your inbox on Facebook.
Mm.
She's told you that the word is on the streets that you murdered someone.
Mm-hmm.
So if she knows, then obviously others know.
And the police
obviously. And the police probably have an idea.
Yeah.
You're still not scared at this point.
No.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like, man, I'm feeling like this ain't real. Like, I ain't, man, people know I haven't killed nobody. Like, I'm thinking, like, they eventually will stop saying my name because they know we know Raheem for fighting when he does get into something. We don't know him for shooting. You know, he don't go around carrying guns and shooting at people. So I'm thinking, man, people gonna get eventually like, man, that wasn't Raheem. He didn't do that.
So you're sitting on the couch, and then what happens after that?
And then my sister, a lady come to my house. Excuse me, that was what happened after the lady came. Lady comes to my house. Her name is
Kizzy. That's okay, you don't have to say her name. But who is she? What was she there
She's, for? She was a nurse at the Hackley Hospital. Mm-hmm. I think a nurse, but she had the nurse outfit on, so mm-hmm. I'm thinking she's a nurse. Mm-hmm. She says, I come to the door. She knock on the door, I come to the door. I say, hello, you know, who you looking for? She, is Lola B here? I'm like, yeah, hold on. But before I could walk away, she said, are you Romeo? I said, no, I'm not Romeo. I said, this is my little brother. So I tell her, you come in, and then I shut the door, go get my grandmother. I go sit back on the couch, my grandmother in the kitchen with this lady. So she's saying something to my grandmother. I'm not actually in there to hear what she's actually saying. I'm still on my phone trying to get these people, like, man, I ain't did nothing, you know, trying to get my name out of stuff, so.
You're still not scared?
No, this situation really didn't kick in until till it was time for them to come get me. Okay. That's when they got to me. And, okay, so my grandmother comes into the living room, and she's like, because they called me Lil Bro, my grandmother and them. And she's like, Lil Bro, what was you just say? I say, I just left my friend's house. She say, well, why such and such just came and said that they said you killed somebody, you just did a drive-by. I'm like, I ain't did no drive-by.
How much longer is this after the shooting incident happened? Are we talking minutes? Are we talking an hour?
Minutes. I'm talking minutes. Okay.
So you had this conversation with your grandmother. So the lady comes in. Did she know your grandmother? Do you know her?
Yeah, she had it because she called her by her name. So I'm figuring like, she know my grandmother.
Okay. So she knows your grandmother. So she comes over, tells your grandmother. Then what is your conversation like with your grandmother?
And basically she asked me, what was I just said? I said, tell her I was at my friend's house. She says, okay, well, why did my mm-hmm. friend just come tell mm-hmm. me that at the hospital they saying you killed somebody in a drive-by and that they talking about shooting up our house? I say, no, granny, I ain't did nothing. You know, I ain't shot up nobody, mm-hmm. shot at nobody, ain't did no drive-bys. I don't know what they talking about. So she goes to her room. Now, I don't know what she doing in there, but she ain't in there for a long time. But she comes back out, she get on the phone, go in the kitchen. So, me, I'm not thinking nothing. I'm still sitting there trying to, you know, calm people down, basically. And I'm getting calls from, like, older males that's my friends or, like, I would consider a brother or something. And they're, little bro, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? They talking about you done killed somebody. I got a friend away in Atlanta. He writing me. Like, man, they talking about
you. So this is all on Facebook, on your inboxes?
It's everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. So I'm like, man, this stuff crazy. Like, I ain't did nothing. So the young man who passed away, his cousin calls me. And she says, well, Raheem, why you killed my cousin? She crying, you know what I'm saying? I can understand, but I can't understand. And she's saying, why you killed my cousin? And what you going to say to my family? And why you kill my cousin? She just keep asking me why I kill her cousin. I said, I ain't killed your cousin. I don't know what you're talking about. So the phone hangs up. I don't know whether she hung up or if my face hung up. So I give my phone to my sister. I go in the kitchen, and I get a soda, you know, drinking on the pop, and I'm telling my granny, like, I just heard it. Because someone on Facebook had already told me that, they switching. It wasn't you. It was somebody in the Yukon or something. So they saying it wasn't me now. So I'm like, man, granny, you ain't got to worry about it. They know who it was. Nah, they done cleared me up. They know it wasn't me. So she's still, like, nodding her head, but she on the phone still. So I get in.
So were you living there?
Yeah.
At your grandmother's at this point in time?
Yeah.
Is that's where you're living?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I get in back in the living room. Now my sister, she had my phone, so she on the phone doing basically what I was doing. And my granny come into the kitchen. She's like, "You need to. They talking about shooting at my house and woo." So then she says, "Like, what you finna do?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Do what you want me to do. I haven't did nothing." So she calls the police. Now, when she called the police, the downtown police officer comes. And she called them to basically clear my name up, like to get them to clear my name up. So she the man comes in. He said, "Okay, I don't know nothing about this. This is Muskegon Heights situation. But I'll write his name down. I'll tell him what you just told me." And my grandmother said, "Okay, he's been here. He said he was at his friend's house. People saying they threatening my house to do stuff to us. So I want to know, could y'all clear this up? Let them know he didn't do anything, you know." And
what are you thinking at this point in time, knowing that you've been involved in something and your grandmother is going to bat for you because she believes that you had nothing to do with it? Are you feeling, are you feeling anything at this point, or are you just numb to what's going on?
I'm kind of like, damn.
This is your grandmother.
She is lying for me, you know. I'm
like, she doesn't know she's lying.
But I know she's lying.
Right.
So it's
right.
So it's still, okay. You know. So I'm like, man, she's lying for me, but I don't want to get locked up for no murder charge neither, though. So you know, you in that situation, you kind of on some. Any person would be like, okay, I'm weighing my options, like.
Is any of your past at this point, your choices, is any of that flashing in your head?
Yeah. That whole me getting in that car just hit me like, man, I shouldn't even want to pick dude up. Like, I should have just stayed at the crib and went over to old girl house, you know, instead of going to pick this man up and then he do this, you know, then this is my mom.
Where did he tell you he wanted to go?
Just to the hikes. And he never said,
destination.
Yeah, he never said a destination. So,
okay.
But at the time, I'm thinking like he gonna get dropped off somewhere, and I need some gas money basically, because this is my mom's.
So you guys
car.
Are just riding around, bending corners.
Yeah, and
no set place in the middle of the day.
Middle of the day, yeah.
That wasn't peculiar to you?
No, because see. Young men my age now, that's something they do now. They ride through the hikes and, you know, they, you know, want to be in a newer car riding through the hikes. You know, just riding around, just seeing where the crowd's at. Just like, hey, see me, I'm in a new car. And, you know, I'm dressed nice. You know, stuff like that. That's something that people like doing now.
So, your grandmother's talking to the police. Then what happens after the...
He leaves. Now, when he leaves, my phone rings, and I answer the phone, and it's Steve Winston. He says, "We need you to come down to the Hikes Police Department and talk to us." I say, "Nah, I ain't coming down, nah." I'm like, "Nah, I can't come talk to you. Some stuff going on, I can't come talk to you." So I hang up. The phone rings again. It's a female now this time. She says, "Where you at?" I says, "I'm at home." She says, "You still live in that same spot?" I say, "Yeah, I still do." And once I tell her that, she says, "All right, well, we come outside in a few minutes." I'm like, "All right, you know." But in the time, I'm thinking, like, she don't got no car, so how is she coming to my house? You know, but she has seen drop me off before when she's been with her cousin. She's like, "Come outside, you know, in a few minutes." So I hang up. I'm thinking about it, but I'm more thinking of this situation more than what she talking about. So after that, like I say, about 5-10 minutes later, I look out the window, I see a cruiser go by, a Heights cruiser speed go by, and I'm thinking, Hikes, you know, this downtown, Hikes police officer doing. At this time, I'm kind of getting a feeling like they about to come for me. And already I got a call from another homeboy saying that, you know, everybody in the project saying you did this, and they saying your name. So the police about gonna be coming to your house in a minute. You know, and I told them like, nah, they ain't gonna, you know. That was earlier though, but I'm like, you know, they ain't gonna come to my house. I ain't did nothing. So I thought I got on the phone with him, and I see that cruiser go by. I'm like, dang, what the cruiser go by for? And this is downtown, you know, it's a heist cruise. So I shut the blinds, and some say, look again. I look again, and now it's a group of men coming around my house.